Every time our athletes walk into this weight room, they're going to be pushed to the max.
Let's go!
The barbell hasn't changed in over 100 years. I can take a 25-pound plate, and we'll go out on the turf, and I'll have you hating life. We talk about straining your gut, pushing past that comfort level. I want a lot of energy.
What better breeding ground is there for being a success in life than the weight room?
Hey guys, welcome back to Iron Game Chalk Talk. I'm your host, Ron McKeefer, and this is episode number 249. I want to thank you guys for listening each week. Really appreciate those who like, share, comment. Just helps me continue to highlight the great people that are in our profession doing fantastic things. I also want to thank our sponsors, and specifically Samson, for bringing this episode to you for free. I only partner with companies that I believe in and people that I believe in, and Samson fits the bill on both categories. And so if you're in the market, please reach out to them. If not, the next time you see them at a conference or a clinic, just let them know how much you appreciate them being a part of Iron Game Chalk Talk. This week, I'm joined by my good friend, Bart Bobrovich. We've developed a really close friendship over the last year and a half or so, but he is the co-coordinator of the Polish Strength and Conditioning Association. He's a strength and conditioning coach for the Chinese Olympic Committee. Currently over in China right now working, and just an all-around great guy, great family man. And like I said, we've developed a good friendship over the last couple of years here. And so, man, I'm excited to finally get you on the show, man.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for inviting. I would like to say hello to for all people that listen to your podcast. I really appreciate that you invite me and I can be part of your podcast. Thank you for that.
Absolutely, man. It's an honor, and you know, we've had a lot of times. We've got a chance to drink some Polish lemon vodka and have some good chats through my time over there speaking at the national conference, which is a phenomenal event if you can ever attend. But I want to go into your journey a little bit. I mean, you've had, you know, growing up in Poland. You found really quickly that you wanted to expand beyond just what was accessible to you from Polish strength and conditioning and whatnot. But what sport, I mean, you've had the chance to work with a lot of sports. Seems like every time I talk to you, you're working with a different sport. What sport taught you the most about being a strength and conditioning coach?
Yeah, thank you for this question. As again, thank you for inviting. Answering your question, I must say, you know, I'm former judoka, so almost 20 years in the sport that I really love. This really helps me to get big values and learn me how to be a good person and give me the really, really pathway that I want to go in. But if you ask me what the sport developed me the most as a coach, that I must say the sport didn't develop me so much as instead like people that I work in. The first people that trust me was the basketball team that hired me full-time, and I met amazing coach that really trust my idea about the strength conditioning. He helped me to develop myself, helped me also to get ideas how we can create the good strength conditioning programs for basketball athletes. He showed me how he sees the basketball, and I told him how I see the movement, how I might see the kinesthetic from the movement perspective, how we can change some things in athletes like strength, speed, power. But first of all, he learned me one thing, how to be the good person, be valuable teammate. And this is the big things for me. Be the good teammates always drive me to be good coach. You know, if you can be work as a teammate, you can make many things in many places. And I think this is a very valuable lesson that I learned from the basketball and working with the Macedonian coach in the basketball. So if I get possible, I want to say hello to him and thank you. Thank you, Emil. I'm in the place that you trust me and the place and the position I'm right now. Really must thank this coach.
You know, I think you bring up a great point, and I think so many times as strength coaches, we are in this adversarial role with sport coaches or athletic trainers or whatever, and the reality is that you have to be that good teammate, and you can learn from everybody, and these coaches that are operating at the highest level, I mean, they're there for a reason. They're good coaches, you know, and so learning from them and just kind of shutting your mouth and opening your ears as a young coach, that's a very important lesson.
Yeah, I agree at all. This was the big lesson for me, because when I come to the industry, I was thinking that I know everything. What is the problem to run the practices? And in the end, when I see from the perspective, my work is not about the running practice. It's about developing athletes and developing good people, because the sport is just a part of their lives. If the sport is the part of the lives, you must have the good positive impact. Maybe this will help them in the future, not only in the gym, but also help in their private life. And this was a very, very big thing for me. And this was the big approach that I changed during my work experience in the last years.
That's great. Well, you don't get to the Chinese Olympic Committee or running a national organization without making a lot of mistakes. What's one of the biggest mistakes that you've made and how you learned from it?
The biggest mistakes, my biggest mistakes was, you know, I was thinking when I was really young, when I was beginning a career, that I know everything. So I can go and just deliver the practice. I thought that my way is the best way. And nothing else matter. But more and more I started to be in this industry, meeting people, open my mind, change the vision, change the perspective that I see many things, really helped me to understand that was a mistake. And I'm the really adaptable guy, and I realized this mistake very fast, and I changed this immediately, because there is no one way, and there is no one best way. You must always find the way that is the best in that moment.
Agreed. I agree with you 100% on that. I think this profession, it'll humble you really, really quick if you think that you got all the answers. There's always somebody that's a little bit smarter, or somebody that's worked at a higher level, or whatever it may be, and you'll get humbled really, really quick. Go ahead.
I agree with the things what you said. Sometimes when we are young, we forget about other more experience that they see a lot, you know, and we are thinking that we discover the world. In strength conditioning, in my opinion, many things are discovered, and we should really more listen to them, and then try to improve ourselves, because they work in the different conditions that we have right now. So we got a lot of space to develop ourselves and our athletes.
Yeah. Well, you made a decision early on in your career to grow outside of just the information that was afforded to you by being in Poland. And, you know, sometimes we think, you know, this field is only about 60 years old, and there's just not a lot of resources. And so when you talk about the resources that are available to you in a developing country, around the world, it's just not nearly as prevalent as maybe it is in the States or in Europe or something along those lines. What was the reasoning, or what was the opportunity that forced you to kind of grow outside of just what you had known and what you'd grown up learning in Poland?
You know, I think this started when I was the athlete. You know, when I was the judoka athlete, I traveled a lot. So I had possibility to learn in different countries, different styles of fight, different styles of techniques, different styles of trainings. And this really helps me to develop myself and my mindset to every day, you know, growing and every day developing, finding the new ways. And I think I had the same situation when I graduated a master's degree in physical therapy in Poland, and I started my first job. I started working with athletes that are injured. And then I realized, wow, why these guys are injured? You know, I started asking the questions. Then I started digging about strength conditioning, finding why they got this. Then I start digging more. What I realized, there is not so many resources in my country. So what I needed to do, I needed to improve my English. I needed to read the books that are abroad. I needed to learn abroad and find the people that can help me to develop myself in different countries that are smarter, more experienced. So this was this, like a fire start point for me to go into this field and change myself from the physical therapy background, going more to performance, go to strength conditioning, step by step, the discovering this field, you know. And this was amazing and still is amazing journey, because learning from so amazing coaches every day that I meet is just unbelievable. And sometimes when I wake up, I just cannot believe it that I'm on the position I'm right now, you know. But this is amazing opportunities for young coaches from my country, for other countries, that if they want to achieve something, they must dig. They must go every day, 100%, look for answers, ask the questions, ask people, talk to people, call people, and always, you know, push for these things. And I cannot say that I didn't have a help. I have big help from my parents that really invested in me from the young age when I was athlete, then helped me on the studies. Then I meet amazing people that believe in me and also help me to educate myself abroad, you know. Then I meet great people that was my mentors, and they drive me, show me the different way that I can really develop myself. And it was great. When I see myself when I was 5-6 years ago and when I'm right now, it's just great. And I'm still not stuck. I'm not even the beginning of the way. I believe we can go more and more, and the work what we are doing, we can share with others. You know, this is great and amazing.
Yeah, you have to be a lifelong learner, and martial arts is probably the best example of a group of athletes or a discipline where you don't just rest on what you know and the information that you have available to you, but you do go and learn different styles from different people, and it's so socially accepted in that sport that I think it's only natural for you to carry that over into strength and conditioning. And I think you have to be that way, and not only that, just in where you're at, but I think you have to be that way globally, because the world is getting smaller. I mean, we're talking, you're in China, I'm in the United States right now, and you know, the world is getting smaller, and we can learn from everybody. And I'm fortunate to have guys like yourself, guys like Dan Baker and others that are around the world that are leaders that are contributing to my knowledge. And you know, and I've grown tremendously myself, you know, in the last years, just opened myself up to the world. So I would echo everything you're saying. You made a decision to work, you know, in a different country. I mean, you decided to go and work in China. What were some of the positives and some of the negatives of you work, not necessarily China, but just in general, working outside of your country? I mean, there's a tremendous sacrifice that goes in place. I mean, your time away from family, time away from your country, your home. You know, what advice would you give young coaches that are looking to maybe work outside of their country?
Yeah, just talking about the sacrifice. You know, if your job is your passion, you want to follow your passion, you'll have a lot of sacrifices. And I absolutely agree. From the standpoint when there are positives and negatives, it all depends. You know, it all depends on what point of career you are. If I had quite good experience, quite good, web of the coaches that I work in Poland, I was quite well known, but I wanted to start something totally from beginning, and I wanted to challenge myself and develop myself more abroad. First of all, I wanted to go to work in different culture. That was a really big step. I wanted to challenge myself how my methodology that I learned from different people, the things that I can adapt in different cultures will fit abroad. And this will be really, it was a really big challenge. And when we come back to positives, you know, the big positives, you are opening the minds not only as a coach, but as a person, because you must adapt, you must perform, and if you are lucky, you must also win. And you can learn these things abroad as a coach. If you got these 3 points, you can really be successful. But what is the very good point? If you adapt and perform, you are still very lucky. Not need to win, because you are achieving a lot of things just adapting and performing, you know. And this really helped not only me, but other coaches. When I see somebody come over abroad, they work with the teams, they come back, they say, oh, we didn't have success. I say, no, you had amazing success because you made a step. You make a decision to change something. You wanted to try to do something different, you know, and this really opened you in your self-development, you know, and this is great. And if we talk about negatives, the working abroad is a big challenge, not only for you as a coach, but also for your family. Right. And you know me, and you know also my family, how we behave, how we perform together as a team. So it was big challenge when the offer from China came. We negotiate almost 8 months. Well, there was a lot of pros and cons in that, going to China, but I made the decision with my family, and because I wanted to do this in the right way. And the family, is very important for me. But if you are a young coach, you don't have family, maybe you got relationship that you can go something, going abroad is perfect for you.
Yeah. Well, I've had the chance to meet your family, and they're phenomenal people. And what I love about you and your wife and your son is that team approach that you mentioned. I mean, you had your son on your hip as you were, you know, addressing the conference. You know, your wife was hanging out with us at dinner. I think it's awesome. You know, I mean, as much of a sacrifice as it is on the family and our profession, you know, what you've done a great job of, and what, you know, others listening should do is really making them a part of it. Because when you do, they get to experience the culture that you're talking about. They get to experience a very eclectic group of people. And your son is going to grow up around, you know, leaders and highly performing athletes and, you know, all these things. And they're going to, you know, you can't not get better from doing that.
Yeah. What I can say, you're saying about leaders' performance is amazing. But I will call this different. My son grow up in around amazing uncles. And I believe when he will grow up, one day he want to study in the United States, Australia, he will have a lot of uncles that I can call, ask for help. And this is amazing in our profession, that you are making the relationships that can be last years, and not only help you, your athletes, but also help your family in their development. And this is the great things in our profession, you know.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree with you more. You made you also, not that you don't have enough things going on, you added to it running a professional organization. I mean, you helped co-create and coordinate the Polish Strength and Conditioning Association. You know, you're trying to, not only did you realize where the state of the union was with your country, and you went expanded and created more worldly knowledge, but then you turn around and you're bringing that back to Poland and improving the situation there. You know, talk a little bit about your motivations for the organization, being involved, and what you hope to accomplish with Poland.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Just to clarify, you know, the Polish Strength and Conditioning Association, I'm the part of that. It's more people than me, and Poland have amazing coaches and the great people that helping and supporting us. You know, when we started Polish Strength Conditioning Association, we started with the Polish Soccer Strength Conditioning Association coach Remek, that he helped me a lot. He was the first guy that he was pushing to develop Polish strength conditioning, and I'm really grateful that I can I meet him, and I can call him that he's my friend in Poland. I can call him, you know, ask for something. he's developing right now his career, but I speak with him a few days ago, and I asked him that he can join us again in the Polish Strength Conditioning Association conference, you know. So this is amazing when we started. It was like 5 or 6 years ago, and the formula of Polish Strength Conditioning Association happened like 5 years ago. So we started developing, we started to finding the knowledge. Renick bring the people from Exos, I bring people from EPI like Carl Gilligan, Mike McGurn. Then we starting to finding our best contacts, how we can bring our friends to our small country that's still developing, how we can make our coaches better, give them different ideas about the training, and how we can open the minds to work as a team in Poland, just step by step developing. It's about only developing, but it's growing together, you know. And this is my main idea about it. If somebody helped me in the past, I want to make like a payback for others, because if I do it, I will feel that that's the right thing, you know. So right. Polish Strength Conditioning Association is not BART association, is the people that working daily to support. I'm in China, I try to develop many things, you know. We got great team and the great people behind it, you know. They answering the emails, they contacting people, they contacting the coaches, contacting tutors, contacting partners, you know. We are still developing, but I think the big job was done. This year we'll have another great conference. So last year was our the best one. What we really, really achieved last year was really, really successful, I can say, from the knowledge base point. We had you, we had Mladen on our conference, we got Timpelo, we really invited great people. And if we had big success last year, I believe, deeply believe, that this year will be also successful. But I must say, I will be not myself if I will not change something. And this year I'm preparing something that will be absolutely shocking for the people that come over. And I will change a little bit the program, that we will have more practical stuff. We'll have a lot of changes from the application standpoint, not only from education and listen. I will want really show the different style of the coaching for in Poland, but I will not say right now nothing more, because I still might keep a little bit secret, because the people that will come over, you know them, and I hope that will be really, really great even this year also.
Well, I can attest to the phenomenal, you know, people that are involved. I mean, not only is it a good core group of people that helped make the event phenomenal and hospitable and all those things. I mean, just some phenomenal people, but also very impressed by the people in the audience about how eager and how open they are to learning from anybody and everybody. And it was really kind of, you know, I was able to attend last year and speak, and it was a highlight. It was a phenomenal event, and you know, but I developed some true friendships from it, and looking forward to going back and the whole deal. But I would highly encourage, if you can get to it. But more importantly, even though you minimize your role, you do a phenomenal job of leading that initiative and being a major part of it, and it doesn't go without you the same way. And so I just want to commend you for that. We end the show, Bart, with some resources here. Give us the best piece of coaching advice you ever received.
The best piece of advice. The best thing I can say and advise, just be adaptable. Be open-minded and adaptable. When I will say this here live, and I hope that people that come over for different countries, and this is my quote, adapt, and I will always use that for anything. When I work in China, I got my philosophy, I need to be adaptable. I need to change and react for a different situation. Maybe if I will go to other country, like, I don't know, Korea, Japan, maybe India, maybe Saudi Arabia, I need also be adaptable. When I will be adaptable, I can achieve much more things than if I'm close-minded and wanted to say only this is my way. And my coaching advice is also for athletes. Be adaptable for different coaches and different trainings. We here in China, we got a lot of gold medalists that work with different coaches. And what really is good, that they want to learn. They want to see different styles and they want to share. I work, for example, some Olympic medalists told me, Bart, I work with this guy 2 years ago. This worked for me. Can we continue that? And this is for me adaptation also from my athlete. Yes, we can work on that. Let's try the new things. Let's make a blend for the things that are good for you, but also what is the most important that can help you to improve. And sometimes, you know, this is the key. And I will always say, be adaptable for many situations. Many situations can happen in your life. Try to react. Try to consider. Find the solution. Never give up. And go forward.
Yeah, you have to be. You have to be if you're going to survive in this profession. Give us a book, app, and website recommendation.
Oh, this is a very good question about, because when I'm in China, I don't. This is one thing that I will say. I don't know how I will get back from China with those books that I'm buying. I ordering every month some book. They bring me here, and I read a lot of great books. And I got a lot of great books to read, but if I can recommend one book, oh yeah,
but I can recommend one
for the coaches that starting their careers, that's your book. If you are starting your career, let's start with CEO coach. If you are more advanced coach, go for finding some ideas for the topic that you are interested. So if you are interested about it, some approaches for the high performance, go to Joy's book. If you want to go a little bit about the speed, try the Hank Reichhoff, what we need, the speed. If you are more involved about the velocity-based training, read Brian Mann stuff. If you don't like to read the books and you are online, you are working on laptop, buy some very good subscription like Mladen Jovanovic Complementary Training. You got a lot of resources there. You can read it all the time. And if you talk about the app, yeah, I'm using a lot of app. I'm really inspired by one coach here and it's Randy Huntington. He learned me how to use a lot of technology. And I must say to him, Randy, thank you for that. Because right now I'm using the app in the right time for the right purpose. You know, from the apps that I'm using daily, it's mostly things that I want to really see that my athletes are ready for the practice. From the apps, I'm using Omega Wave and Fatigue Science to help me here in China a lot.
Yeah, that's fantastic advice. Fantastic advice. Well, man, you know, like I said at the onset, you know, I've truly appreciated our friendship. I mean, not only have you, we had chances to hang out and get to know your family and be a part of your culture and experience all that, but I mean, you've helped our, you know, we've had coaches over in China. You've helped them out. You've helped me out. You're a first class person, first class dad and husband, and then first class coach, and just appreciate you going beyond just your scope, your sphere of people that you work with on a daily basis and trying to make a difference in this world with strength and conditioning. So thanks for coming on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
I thank you for that you wanted to invite me here. You know, it's really inspirational. I hope that this is the just beginning to bringing other coaches, maybe from more for Europe. This is advice for you. Maybe for Poland, because we got amazing coaches that are really developing. Thank you for your really kind words. You know, I just want to be always myself. You know, the coaching is the part of my life. Another part of my life is my family, And I try to keep the balance all the time, you know, because it is not easy. And I will always tell you, it's not easy for us as coaches to really be 100% family and in the same time 100% in the coaching. But this is like a waves. Some days you are more with family, some days you are more in the coaching. And if you got supportive wife that understands, supports you all the time, you got the family really won't help you, and you wake up and you see your small son smiling you daily, you are know you are lucky, man. And I got right now this, whenever I go, I always saying yes, if you want me, I will come, but I want my family next to me, because it's not only to help your, but it's also to help my family to develop and be better every single day.
Agreed. That's fantastic, man. Thanks again.
That's it for this episode of Iron Game Chalk Talk. Thanks to this week's guest as well as our sponsors for bringing this episode to you for free. Make sure to check out ronmckeefrey.com, where you can join our mailing list, find the show notes, including all the links and resources mentioned, and information about Coach McKeefrey's other products. While you are there, please join Coach McKeefrey in the comments section thanking our guest for sharing. If you haven't subscribed to Iron Game Chalk Talk on YouTube or iTunes yet, make sure to do so. Comments, ratings, and reviews are always welcome. Coach McKeefrey can be found on Twitter at @rmckeefrey, on Facebook and YouTube at @ron.mckeefrey. That's it for this week. Be sure to check back next week for another great episode of Iron Game Chalk Talk.